We are with Police Captain Wise Vicente Panuelos, the Chief of Police of General Luna, the province of Surigao del Norte, joining us today on SBS Radio. Magandang araw po sa inyo, Chief Panuelos. Kumusta po kayo dyan?
Magandang araw po sa atin at sa inyong mga tagapakinig dyan sa Australia.
I'm sure a lot of people have heard as well that back in 2019, Surigao was declared as the best island in the world. Obviously, it has enjoyed a lot of visits from local and international tourists. And of course, the pandemic has put a halt to that. But what's really making news in the last year, word got around na ang inyong farming program na inyong sinimulan at inyong pinamumunuan ngayon became a lifeline for the local community. Tell us about that. It's called Jardin ng Pababagoy, di po ba? Tell us about that, how it started, and what motivated the local police to take on such an unusual path in engaging with the local community.
Actually, way before the pandemic, I started the project in 2018 when I was assigned in one of the town in Surigao Island. I was able to establish 12 farm communities there, and then we have a little gardens. Each of every farm organizations, they have their own little gardens that they are maintaining. But when I was assigned here just 2019 as the Chief of Police of General Luna, which is General Luna is the tourism hub of Surigao Island, so everyone comes here before they go out to see other places in Surigao Island. I was able to see how tourism really evolved here in Surigao Island. The island becomes so famous. Maraming bisita from all over the world. Sabi ko nga sa kanila, tingnan nyo ngayon. So, naging pandemic. So, tourism is very vulnerable to this kind of calamity. Ang talo nito, yung mga mahirap nating kababayan dito sa Surigao Island kasi they are really nagtsatsaga sila doon sa mga presyong mahal.
Bakit mahal, Chief?
So yeah, the produce came from Davao City, Bukidnon, that is way far away from the island. So they going to deliver that to Surigao City, and Surigao City will be delivering to Surigao Island.
Anong nag-udyok sa inyo na magsimula ng ganitong klaseng programa?
So, because of my policeman, all of the policemen has capability to lead. And then I said, I can send you to the community, and I know you can lead the people there. You form an organization in each every villages. You can also know the problems doon sa mga local villages. Mas mapapalipit kayo sa tao, magiging harmonious yung relationship ninyo. Sabi ko nga, if people have hungry stomachs, they might have angry minds. So that would tantamount to higher crime rate in the area.
Can you tell us how the program works?
First, I train my policemen in community organizing. First, pinagawa ko sa kanila ay makipag-coordinate sa barangay because they will be the first partners that my policemen will be working with. We also engage the business, private individuals who has the capacity to help. And then eventually we created a team of sponsors or stakeholders. This group doesn't only give financial, they also give logistical support, moral support, technical.
So far, how many community farms have sprung from the Jardin ng Pagbabago program? Ngayon, ilan na po ang mga community farms?
Now, we have 29 community farm organizations.
What's your strategy in basically getting the community to buy into the idea of a police-led farming program? Ano ba yung mga reaction na nakuha ninyo?
They usually deny. They don't know that we have a problem with food security because they have a lot of money. But the thing is, I said, you got money for the day, but do you have money tomorrow? Pagka may mga kalamidad na nangyari at hindi makapasok yung barko dito sa Surigao Island, ano na lang yung Surigao Island?
Ilang mga farmers, ilang mga local farmers and individuals na ba ang kasali dyan na nakikinabang?
Actually, So I can say the latest I have is 1,200 membership. So still growing.
So General Luna lang po yan?
No, it's across the island because it becomes like an advocacy.
I know that you've had some support from the Department of Agriculture in terms of technical expertise. Mm-hmm. And I know there are individuals and businesses. You mentioned Bea Vega of La Mari Resort. You also got some support from an Australian ex-military named Brett Johnson of the Australian Special Forces. Ano bang klase ng tulong ang ibinibigay nila katulad ni Bea at saka ni Mr. Johnson? And who are the other organizations that are helping you out at the moment?
I got to meet with one of the business owners, which is the La Mari. They are the first business businessmen that I approached and then presented them the idea and the concept, very willing to help because this actually also benefits them because they will have a cheaper and much more fresh produce than they would just going to rely from the produce from the mainland. So I come up also with Australian citizens. They are one of the most active volunteers and sponsors, especially don't see Brett, who is a former military personnel of Australia Defence Force. Madali kami mag-connect because we are both in the service, and he know the importance of what we are doing to the community, and is very proud of helping us with that.
What plans do you have to ensure the sustainability of Jardin ng Pagbabago? I know there are plans to increase crop production once the island has achieved self-sufficiency.
My first plan is to create an entity that will going to transfer the supervision of this project from me to an entity. Because as a policeman, I cannot really, I can really get into the details of this intricate project. Because as we all know, the police officers has a different focus also. But I think we have our role here as police officer. We are very important in starting it. We become like coach for them. We can, turuan kayo kung paano isolve yung problema. But we will not do it for you because sabi namin is ang basihan ng pagiging sustainable ng project na ito ay yung pagiging resilient ninyo at pagiging resourcefulness ninyo, hindi sa aming police. Eventually, we will let you stand on your own. What will remain is our relationship, and we hope that it will last longer.
Police Captain Wise Vicente Panuelos, the Chief of Police of General Luna in Surigao del Norte. Maraming salamat po. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Maraming salamat.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.